Is it still part of that show you were just talking
about? It's Avatar, The Last Airbender, Season 2.
Another one I haven't seen.
Yeah, it's on...
it's good stuff.
It's only on Amazon Prime at this point, as far as I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
Though, I wonder, I know that the Nickelodeon page... Yeah, I imagine the Nickelodeon page only features Korra, if anything.
I'm not sure, honestly. I've never really checked out what Nick has for back stuff. Because I don't really watch much Nickelodeon. Usually my cartoons are all Cartoon Network. Or
Ditto.
Yeah. Nickelodeon's the... I mean, Korra and Avatar The Last Airbender are pretty much my only Nickelodeon shows right now.
Unless you go to the classics, but yeah. that kind of doesn't count since Nick Reboot shut down.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
I feel like they have something else new, but I can't remember what it is that's good.
Videos. Let's see here. How about full episodes? They have 6 episodes.
That's not too bad.
That's...
And the Cave of Two Lovers is one of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
That's interesting. I did not expect
that.
They
must just have, like, are they rotated or have greatest hits or something?
Well, what I'm seeing is The Blind Bandit.
Yeah, that's season 3.
Yeah, you gotta have that one. Avatar Day, so that's the Kyoshi follow-up story. The Swamp, which...
Oh, yeah, I think these are all season 2.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's probably rotating.
I guess so. Yeah, so there are a mess of full episodes on Nickelodeon.com, but otherwise it requires an Amazon Prime account.
Right. I know it was on Netflix for quite a while. My wife was obsessed with it, and she kept wanting me to get me into it. And it's like the week that we were going to start watching it together, they got rid of it.
See, that's what happened with Emily and me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found out later that it was, in fact, on Amazon Prime. And, you know, with this gig, it makes a lot of sense just to try out subscriptions. And
right.
Amazon Prime...
Check your mic.
Is it loose?
Yeah. I'm going to mute you for a second so you can... because I'm not getting very much sound out of you.
It could be the solenoid's off. Because I remember I turned it once before, and that had a nice effect.
Okay, I'll flip you back on now.
How about now? Is it picking up a little bit more?
It's a little better.
Hold on. How about now?
Yeah, okay, yep.
Doesn't sound any different to me, to be honest.
How about now?
He can see the, like,
about the same as a second ago.
I know, but in terms of...
Yeah, it's tough for me to, you know, it's like hearing yourself. It's tough to tell what's coming out of the mic and what you're just hearing in the room.
Yeah.
Better, kind of.
Yeah, that's definitely better, and I might play with your levels a little bit. Usually,
okay.
But usually, I don't have to, which is...
I think I may have messed with it, so that could just be...
Oh, I know what's on Nickelodeon that I've been watching, like, religiously.
What?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh!
That's actually really, really good. They have the same guy that did Teen Titans behind it.
For the design and all that? Or
I think for script writing.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's they're into season 2 now, and it follows the Mirage comics a lot, in a lot of ways, and it has a really cool, like, blend of comic book look with using all CGI,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fluid CGI. Like, the fight scenes are amazing in that show.
I've liked what I've seen from the... overflow recording from episodes of Legend of Korra that I have. So, yeah, I mean the first like 3 minutes always very good.
I remember seeing like a teaser for it, and I checked it out maybe an episode or two because the guy and his name always escapes me because it's so basic. The guy who does the voice of Pinky. And the voice of Yakko from the Animaniacs. He has played multiple Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in different incarnations.
Yeah, I think they have...
And this one, I think he's Donatello.
I think they have two, like, old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle actors on there. Yeah, I know Donatello is one. Because he was the voice of Raphael, I think, in the 2003 version.
Yes, same guy.
I didn't notice. I just TV tropes all the times.
Dan, I think the one you were talking about was the voice of Michelangelo back in the day.
Yeah, I think they have two of them.
I think so.
Well, one second, because it's Rob Paulsen. I thought of it as I clicked on the IMDb page, so I'm proud of myself for beating it by a second and a half. but let me actually check this out. Rob Paulsen.
Rob, son of Paul.
Go.
Son of Cole. Go.
Wait, Rob. Okay, I have to investigate something else in a second here. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Right now he's Donatello. Let's see. Find the next. Oh, he's in his Zay Frank.
I know the guy that does Michelangelo did the old boy's voice for Beast Boy in Teen Titans. But I don't know if he's done any other Turtles before.
Magister Padale, Captain Cork, Rumbold Verley of Ben 10 Universe. Just seeing stuff as it goes by. When do you say the last...
2003 to 2000...
Okay, I was way too high up here. Because this guy does a lot of voice acting. How about you? He's Dexter's Lab. Hmm. He's Major Glory. I did not know that. Chalk Zone, Powderpuff Girls...
Oh, Chalk Zone.
Animaniacs. I'm seriously not seeing him in the other ones, but I know for a fact.
He's in the 1987 version? 85. Oh, what are the... It's 80-something.
I feel like I'm looking at this in the wrong way, but it's just trying to scan as quickly as possible.
So he's kind of like Nickelodeon's version of that guy who's in every Pixar movie? Or...
Well, there are a lot of people who are the repeat offenders, but it's...
the voice of Tommy Pickles, for one.
Tara Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in everything.
And there's a cool documentary coming out that was made by the guy who voices Bender on Futurama, John DiMaggio. I think it's called I Know That Voice. And it had just wrapped up like its initial release. And then in 2014, that's when it'll be available for like purchase on iTunes and what have you. So
yeah,
it's one of those things to watch out for because they booked a lot of voices. Like Billy West is on there, and he does so many voices. Even the lady who did Rocky from the original Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons, and that lady actually sounds like that. Like that's just her voice essentially, which is really weird to think about.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a bunch of other people. Rob Paulsen, I know, is on there. And the guy who played Wacko on Animaniacs, who also does a lot of voices.
Yeah.
I can only picture what he looks like because I'm thinking about that panel at the Emerald City Comic Con where they did the Star Wars read-through.
Yeah.
And there's just that panel of so many people, Billy West, John DiMaggio, Tara Strong... The guy who played Batman in the original Batman animated series.
The real Batman voice.
Yes, the real Batman voice. and just a number of other people. And it's basically like that collection of people who are really active right now and doing a lot of stuff right now or stuff that we at least grew up with in some sort of proximity or were aware of. So it's something to watch out for.
Orbit your mic and talk for a moment. Just to... No. I mean physically, like your face orbiting the stationary microphone.
I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Oh, I see what you mean. I was just going to turn it for the sweet spot. A fun little jaunt.
I'm pretty sure I can see the little metal tab that divides
it's right here.
That's what's going on.
Yeah. All
right.
You're talking inside. So rotate
it. No, I had turned this as your request. Like I thought you wanted me to turn it. I actually had it about here before.
Okay.
Because I'm basing it off the logo right there.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah,
that's better.
I'm gonna put this on because my T's and S's.
Does it ever like really bug you when you're listening to something and you know the voice and you know who it is? So you just like it takes you out of it when they use like the same voice for everything they're in.
Because
I find that happening every now like. Because some voice actors are really good, and you can't like you either can't tell, or they just put a different spin on it when they do a new character.
Right.
But I know when I was watching the dub of Ranma 1/2, they changed voice actors for Ranma like six seasons in or something. And normally I wouldn't care, like I can adjust, but it was the voice who did Inuyasha and Bit Cloud from Zoids. So I was just like, nope, can't process this. this is Bit Cloud.
I have that problem in a retrospective sense, where I will watch something, I will be aware of that person thereafter and their career, and I will seek them out in other incarnations, and then I will go back to it, and then I fall into that sink. But I actually have to be aware of the character after seeing it, research them, and then come back to it to have that issue. Go ahead.
I had a similar experience with that with a voice actor who does video games, actually.
Yeah.
So I played Uncharted, and the one who does the voice of Nathan Drake is Nolan North.
Right. He was on Tabletop, I think.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he also does the voice for Desmond, who is the like modern day character of Assassin's Creed. So hearing his voice, you're not Nathan Drake. What is this?
Desmond's an archaeologist?
You're not a treasure hunter. You're a Templar fighter. What's going on? Yeah. And he's actually done a couple other things recently, too, that kind of clashed. He's also the voice of the memory
Red
core.
Rum. I like that. No, Red Rum.
He's the voice of the memory core that's talking about how it wants to go to space from Portal 2.
From Portal 2.
Yeah. I mean, they've got all kinds of different layers on stuff on top of his voice, but it's Nolan North doing like the space, gotta go to space. Go to space.
Well, yeah. GLaDOS was the voice of the computer in Pacific Rim. Mm. They actually, in the trailer, they actually mod her voice to sound like GLaDOS as a shout out.
I remember
and they
that.
Don't do it in the actual movie.
I remember the teaser.
Because they don't
and I
want it to like
that.
Take
it's
you
like,
out of it.
Huh.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I think he specifically requested her. Like, oh, no. Yeah, he had to get permission from Valve to use her or something.
Mm.
Like, he specifically sought her out.
That's really cool. Pacific Rim is totally the kind of movie that you'll find on Netflix soon enough, I think.
I can't believe it's not there already.
Not yet, but it will.
I think after the holiday season. Right now, we're going to get into a gray area of stuff that is... But at the same time, I mean, like Spring Breakers and... I just had the other one on the tip of my tongue. There are a couple ones that came out more like, I think... Wasn't Spring Breakers kind of a summer flick?
Yeah, yeah. That was like a month before Pacific Rim, I think, or two.
Yeah, so I think that was kind of the line drawn of, okay, we're not going to release anything else in a physical copy or what have you until after.
We haven't seen Iron Man 3, though, yet show up anywhere, have we? On
which
streaming?
One?
Iron Man 3?
Digital, available.
It is,
for sure. Because I did one of those nights where I came home from work, I really wanted to watch something I didn't have, and I flipped onto the iTunes store. I was like, I could just buy it. I could push the button, and then money will be subtracted from my bank account, and I will just own this movie. I was just like, but it's still really expensive. Because it's early release. Because that's actually something iTunes has been doing recently, is you can go on there and buy movies that technically haven't been released in physical copy yet, because they'll have these contracts with these companies.
Oh.
So you can see stuff slightly sooner.
That's actually brilliant, because the big advantage of piracy is easy. The easier you make it for people to pay you money, the more money you're going to get for whatever you're trying to sell.
Though there is an issue that as well, because I remember with Tower Heist being released way back when, there were a couple networks that were actually charging $45 minimum, I think, to have that movie available in your home same day. And I think he was on an on-demand aspect. You wouldn't own it. You just pay $45 to not have to go to the theater that day to see it when it was released.
Oh, that sounds really
so. They made
terrible
it too
pricing.
Easy.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like more of a
well. If you have four people who are going to watch it with you, then you know, save some money. Maybe
that's
probably what the accountant said.
Yeah,
and I was wondering if there is some sort of headcount issue. Like I said, 45 minimum, because I remember 45 just as a number tied to that story, but I can't remember if it's based on a headcount or if it's just like, oh, 4 days to watch it or something.
That sounds like a failure to figure out what people are willing to pay for stuff more than anything.
The audio is sounding good now, by the way.
Oh, that's perfect. Good.
The last thing I'm going to do, Prisoners, if anyone saw that movie, is on early release. I was actually just going to see.
I don't even know what that's
Insidious
about.
Insidious 2, early release. No, Elf is cheap right now.
Well, this is the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho. So we did Chanel.
I'm trying to find what some of the other early release things, but I'm not seeing anything. Usually there's a nice chunk of just early release or themed based on an actor or actress, but I'm not seeing it featured right now. Never mind. But there's at least one that says early release. Though I was going to confirm. What's what? That is, if you fold out the feet, which, you know, the rubber tongs, it opens opposite of the side it's on to try to help with that. Like, you have to push down and out. You may have it upside down. I don't know. Yeah, you want to push up right now. Up.
I think you're just pushing your fingers against each other.
Yeah, yeah. You just want
also,
to push on the rubber pieces.
Also, you're pushing down and not up. Here, let me see.
There's half. There's half. Oh. And then flip it the other way.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, they flip opposite their positioning. And then that rope kind of tethers it so you can keep it level in some way, shape, or form.
What is it?
It's a camera.
Tripod?
Yeah, mini tripod.
Threes.
But with something like this, I needed something a little bit elevated because even at this position, I had to have it tilted upward. Which, by the way, I broke that fucking base today. And panicked for an hour and a half because all of the screws leading from the base to the top had, like, stripped themselves out of the casing.
Oh, God.
And, like, I even went back and just kind of tapped each stripped area to see what had happened. And pieces were just fragmenting out. And I even went to motor.com and, like, shot their support teams, like, so is there a way for me to get in from like beneath it to try to reattach these screws? Cause otherwise I'm kind of screwed. And then I got bored after an hour waiting for them to get back to me. And I actually went to Ace Hardware and got a metal epoxy. And I was just like, fuck it. Squish, 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 pluh, and just left it for an hour. And now it works again. Damnedest thing. But, it's good that I did that when I did because that epoxy smelled like shit. And I don't really endorse it, but it works so far, so I'm kind of torn.
Just glued it together.
Basically. But in a way that it's not going to fall upon any of the gears. Like, I was so paranoid that it's supposed to set for 60 minutes. Every 15, I picked it up and just spun the motor a couple times to make sure there was no goo or gunk that was going to affect it.
Oh, it didn't lock.
Exactly, because that'd be horrible if the gears within it was like, oh, there's something in the way.
If you just glued the whole thing forever. Together.
Yeah. With an epoxy, so it's not going anywhere. I hope. But I dropped it, so it's my own damn fault. But if we are sounding good...
We are.
As I dragged along, I'm sorry. if anyone needs a beverage or anything of the like, that'd be a good time. Or